The Federal Duck Stamp Art Contest results in the painting featured on the stamp. All waterfowl hunters 16 and older are required to buy each year. If you're a wildlife artist and your painting wins, it can be a game changer, explains Watertown artist Tim Taylor.
The Federal Duck Stamp is a very sought after collectible, and when you win, you sell prints, and that's how you earn money, by selling prints and doing remarks on the prints. And then you can sell your original painting.
Off and on for nearly 30 years, Taylor has entered the contest that was launched in 1934 and has raised more than $1.1 billion for conservation of migratory bird habitat. Today, more than 5.2 million acres of migratory bird habitat exists thanks to funds raised by the program. And in a roundabout way, the duck stamp is also responsible for Taylor migrating to South Dakota from New Jersey 3 years ago.
Because they're all here. This is the prairie pothole region, and you got all these little potholes of water everywhere where the ducks come on their migratory routes, and they breed, and you can find them, well, except for West Coast ducks, you can find most of the ducks here.
Taylor was introduced to South Dakota by his friend Adam Grimm. The two artists met during a duck stamp art contest workshop and became fast friends.
Well, even though Adam is quite a bit younger than me, 17 years, he's like my mentor. He's an amazing artist, and I've learned a tremendous amount from him. And so over the years, I would come and stay at his house, and I'd stay for a couple months and paint under his guidance, and I've learned a tremendous amount from him. So eventually, I just decided to drop New Jersey and move here.
Adam Grimm won the federal contest in 1999, just in time to quit art school.
Yeah, you know, when I went to art college, I wasn't real happy there. I kind of butted heads with a lot of the professors because I was doing realistic art of wildlife. They were more pushing the abstract stuff. And my parents wanted me to finish and get a degree from there because they didn't want me to end up living in their basement. And so, you know, I was frustrated because I felt like I'm wasting a lot of time and money on a lot of things that I don't see how this is going to help in the future. And so my parents said the only way they would support me leaving the art college early would be if I were to, say, win the federal duck stamp contest. And later that year I won. And I'll never forget that day. That was a pretty memorable experience. So I immediately called my parents and told them I was coming back.
Grimm says it was his passion for nature and the outdoors that drew him to become a wildlife artist.
You know, I grew up going, you know, anytime my dad was going hunting or fishing or anything, he would take me along. And in those outings, you know, I would see things that were just incredible. And, you know, you come home and you're trying to tell your mom or your sisters or whoever about what you saw and the experiences. And it's a hard thing sometimes to describe. Well, you know, I would turn then to my art and I would try to sketch out what it was that I had seen and to kind of try to share those moments, I guess, so to speak. But I don't know. I mean, it was, you know, it just seemed like a natural coming together of my two interests.
It was duck hunting that first introduced Grimm to South Dakota, and the duck stamp that convinced him to move here.
So the duck stamp program and my love for wildlife art is really the whole reason why we moved to South Dakota. You know, I grew up, like I said, in Ohio, hunting waterfowl in Ohio, which was not that good. And my dad and I came out here with a couple friends on a hunting trip for waterfowl to this area, the northeast part of the state here. And it was so incredible, the waterfowling. I didn't know it was even possible to have it like that really anywhere in the country. So it was just, you know, it was very exciting. And I really fell in love with South Dakota on those trips.
Grimm won the Federal Duck Stamp Art Contest for the second time in 2013, the same year his daughter Madison, then six, won the Junior Duck Stamp Contest.
Well, I never really had any idea what it would mean to win that contest.
Today, Madison is 15. Like her dad, she is a two-time contest winner. She won the Junior Duck Stamp Contest a second time in 2020. The Grimm family lives in Wallace, a community that is home to many wetlands and waterfowl production areas funded by duck stamp dollars. This is a fact that isn't lost on Madison Grimm.
There's so many amazing wetlands around here that are waterfowl production areas and everything, and we've hunted some of them. And it's just really cool to know that, like, winning that and the money that is generated from it goes to help save ducks and give them a good spot to nest and live. And I love, like, going out there and just seeing how many there are.
Because she won the contest in 2020, Madison is not eligible to enter the contest again until 2022. In the meantime, she is cheering on her dad, Adam, and godfather, Tim Taylor. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.